Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you as we continue on. We'll talk a little Mountain West basketball. The Cowboys at the DU Pioneers Magnus Arena tonight. Cowboys have not beaten the Pioneers at Magnus since Larry Scheidt's been back as the head coach. That will be on Root Sports Rocky Mountain, 7 o'clock tip-off. It's our Root Sports Rocky Mountain basketball update. We're switching gears here from football to basketball season. Mark Stout joining us. Mark, down in Albuquerque for the Lobos win over Oral Roberts, or as we like to call him here, Mouthy Bob. Mark, how you doing today?
Hey, Keith. Keith, good to talk to you. Yeah, I was in Laramie last Saturday for football.
Okay.
And got to see the Cowboys, you know, win that final game against UNLV. And I'm not surprised when you say that Larry Scheidt hasn't won at Magnus Arena. Joe Scott is a really good coach. I go way back with him. A guy that I went to high school with, played college with him at Princeton College Basketball, and he gets his team ready to go. It's always an interesting game at Magnus when DU takes on a team like Wyoming, so looking forward to tonight.
Going way back with Joe Scott. Now, Joe Scott is an interesting guy to watch coach a basketball game. I can remember him at Air Force, and, you know, several times and when they came to Laramie and whenever I would go to the Mountain West tournament, he would have his back to the basket when his guys shot free throws. Every time he'd be drinking water. He couldn't watch his guys shoot free throws. Now, I know he's not quite as do it, but he is an interesting guy, but he is an outstanding basketball coach.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do my best, Joe Scott. So over the course of time, having done a bunch of DU games, and like I said, I know him. He's from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. You know, I've got a high school buddy that played with him who calls him Joey. You know, he'll call me up and say, "Hey, how's Joey doing?" And I said, I called him Joe or Coach Scott. But I asked him once, Keith, I said, "How do you coach free throws?" And he goes to me, "How do I coach free throws, Mark? You know what? You know how I coach free throws? I say to a guy, can you make the same shot from the same spot with nobody on you twice?" And then I let him shoot. So, a lot of coaches, when you ask about free throws, they say, we recruit shooters, and it's basketball, and you got to be able to shoot, so make your free throws. And that's usually a point of emphasis from him. And sometimes that's a difference in the game, as you know.
You said you were in Laramie for the Cowboys win on Saturday, and I know I'm kind of going back and forth, but the all-conference teams came out for Mount West football, and Wyoming fans, and you know, I was a little shocked and not exactly thrilled that Brian Hill was left off the first team. I get it, they were a 2-win team, but doesn't that make it look more impressive that he rushed for 1,631 yards, 7th in the country? I think he'll deserve that first team honor.
Yeah, he had a record-setting season for the Cowboys. Saturday was a lot of fun to watch him just dominate that game, and you know that's why the Cowboys are able to win riding his coattails in that game. And I looked at that list too, and the first team, you know, on Route, we didn't do any San Diego State games,
right.
And we didn't see a whole lot of Boise State just because we don't get those games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wish we made our own like little Route Sports first team, because then we could kind of do the players that we saw. But yeah, Brian Hill's. He is special. I mean, he's going to be at the next level, and we'll see how things go next year as the Cowboys, I hope, continue to improve, you know?
You know, if he puts on 5-10 pounds, I wouldn't want to be tackling him on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, guys, scary. We'll see if they throw it a little bit more to him out in the backfield. You know, that's something that I think he'll need to do at the next level, but I don't see him not being able to do that. And I always go back to my analyst, Seth Bonner, who said, he was looking at tape. This was not before this season, before last season, his freshman year, and he just saw him pop out of the tape in some video sessions. He's like, who is this guy? And the next thing you know, we know who this guy is. He's Brian Hill, and as you said, 7th in the nation. We put up the Doak Walker list. He's on that. Everybody else is like Christian McCaffrey and, you know, from the big schools, and there's Brian Hill from Wyoming. It's awesome.
Mark Stout joining us, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. Cowboys at DU tonight. They'll have the game 7 o'clock tip-off on Root Sports Rocky Mountain. You mentioned your analyst, Seth Bonner. Talk to him all during the football season. One of the nicest guys, and I know this has nothing to do with what, but I just wanted to point that out there. One of the nicest guys I've ever had to deal with. I mean, he is great. He is great, and I actually, because I was always at the Wyoming games when he did them, so I never got a chance to listen. I didn't make it over Saturday. You guys are really good. That's a fun duo right there.
Sed's awesome. I go back with Sed too, because when the Colorado Crush came into existence in the Arena Football League, okay, he was a superstar in that league. And if people don't know anything about indoor football, it's the real deal. Mm-hmm. I got the chance to call Crush games on the radio here in Denver when, you know, John Elway was an owner, along with Pat Bowlen and Stan Kroenke. I think it was a three-ring circus kind of a thing, if I remember right. But Sed was big time, and I knew Sed from the Arena Football League.
Okay.
Little did I know he would live in the Denver area, because that's where his wife is from, and he was coaching at Bear Creek High School, and I did a feature on Sed back on when we were FSN Rocky Mountain, and we were doing some high school games, and look at this, next thing you know, he's on the up and up, and we've been doing games together. But yeah, Sed, great guy and great athlete. I mean, I'm talking about him being a quarterback in the Arena Football League. This guy can do anything. He's going to be part of our Mountain West basketball coverage. I think he played some volleyball back in the day, and wow, I definitely played softball with him, so I can tell you that the guy can rake. He's a great guy.
Mark, you mentioned you've seen New Mexico a number of times, and we're early on in this season, and I'm yeah, sure you're going to get your chance at seeing a lot of these Mountain West teams as we go on. But you've seen the Lobos the most, 5-1 team. Is this a Lobos team that is you think it needs to be have a little bit of attention thrown their way for the Mountain West season, or is it just still too early to tell right now?
It's kind of still too early. You know, they've got the transfers, Elijah Brown, mm-hmm, and Tim Williams playing, and those two guys are the real deal, coming from Butler and from Samford. And with Colin Neal back, that's a three-headed monster that I think on any given night probably – two of those guys are going to, you know, throw up a combined 30 or more points. And if the rest of the Lobos, and if they can get a few guys off their bench like Xavier Adams and Tim Jacobs, and they've got some freshmen there, and Joe Furstinger comes in and replaces a Jet in the middle, they're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're off to a 5-1 start. They got to go to Purdue and play there this weekend. So we'll see how they fare there. You know, their only loss was at USC, and the game was closer than it looks because they had a 30-15 run in the second half, but they didn't play great in that mm-hmm game. I think it comes down to any game. If you can shoot well, if your percentage is good from the floor, and you got guys like Williams who can rebound, and Elijah Brown who can drive the lane, and Neal who can dish it. Yeah, I think that they're going to win their share of games this year after going 15-16 last year, which was only their fifth losing season since 1980. So that kind of puts wow things into perspective about New Mexico basketball. But I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Do you think, and having seen a few games, have some of the rule changes had an impact on the games you've seen, at least, Mark? It's a small sample size.
Not really. Not in the non-conference games. Yeah. I think when I see some tighter games, you know, maybe the fouls underneath that they're gonna call a little closer might. But I really, you know, maybe it's just because I'm in the context of broadcasting the game. Mm-hmm. The shot clock difference, I don't really see a whole lot on that at all. And the timeout situation, it all seems pretty similar to me. But, I don't know, we'll see when we get into conference play and things tighten up.
It's odd. I'm sitting here looking at the standings, you know, two of the top teams, San Diego State and Boise State, and we're talking non-conference, are down toward the bottom of the standings. I know that has a lot to do with who they are playing. Well, Boise State's played Arizona twice, I think, already, and San Diego State's had a tough schedule, although they had an inexplicable loss to Arkansas Little Rock at home that kind of stood out. But it's weird seeing them at the bottom, but it almost appears like this conference could be as deep as it's been. Maybe not as good as we saw it a few years ago, but maybe a deep conference where we have a pretty good conference race shaping up later this season.
Well, we're biased living out here.
Yeah.
I love the Mountain West Conference. I love the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
I love the arenas. Like you said, I love the competitiveness. It's always pretty good. Yeah, Boise lost to Michigan State, too.
So, oh, yeah.
God. They had to play the Spartans. Yeah, non-conference time is interesting. It's you know, there are some upsets, and then there are, of course, you know, your blowouts, your cakewalks. But I'm looking forward to it. We've got a ton of games on route. I'm going to split play-by-play with Drew Goodman, So Drew's got some games here coming up, and then once we hit January 1st, you know, we hit the ground running with conference play. It's basically every Saturday and a number of doubleheaders as well on Saturday.
I'm sure you're hoping this season lasts a while because you enjoy it so much. You don't want to rush right into that baseball season, right?
Yeah, my last game, you know, we go right to that last week in a conference play,
yeah,
which is, you know, usually like March 7th right before, you know, St. Patrick's Day. And so I get to that point. It's always weird when things overlap. You're right where, oh, yeah, pitchers and catchers report. And the next thing you know, there's a spring training game or two, and people are getting excited about baseball. And I always have to say, you know, spring training, yeah, it's fun if you're a fan. You can go down to Scottsdale in Arizona, and it's warm. But in the end, the games really don't mean anything except for evaluation. So kind of, you know, start setting my sights on the real baseball season. But it's always a fun time, you know, NCAA, March Madness,
oh, yeah,
baseball about to kick off. But that's down the road.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm looking way ahead. I should have brought up the fact that David Price just signed a 7-year, $217 million deal. My God.
Oh, I saw that. And, you know, and the first thing that hits me is like, how can they afford that? And how can the Rockies ever get into the game when you got to spend that kind of money to get a pitcher? It's an amazing amount of money. I mean, it just popped out. I'm like, what? Is that, yeah, that's that much money? Wow.
Doing the math, $31 million. I was just trying to say, how much is that a year? $31 million a year? What's Greinke going to bring in now? Jeez, it's amazing, Mark. Good stuff as always. We look forward to talking this year and get a little bit more games under our belt and see what's going on with this Mount West Conference. Wyoming at DU on Root Sports Rocky Mountain tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. Mark Stout, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
I'll be watching for some Josh Adams dunks, so I hope everybody else is too. I'll talk to you.